the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Welcome to the Upside Down Show with me, Doris Brendel. Great to have your company once again. That was Alice from Finland. The song is Clear Sky Is Not a Curse. And I thought that was a pretty nice track. Like that a lot. So what are we doing today? Well, yes, we are going to go back to the lockdown files that Lee Dunham and I recorded when we were very bored, and it seemed to go on quite a long time, our podcast. So we'll be doing a song time a little bit later in this episode, but first we're answering a question. If you could teach the world to sing a song, what would it be? I'd like to teach the world to sing, obviously.
It'll probably be something by the Beatles. Oh, did you hear that Charlie Watts died, by the way?
Yes, I did, yeah.
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 I didn't think, out of all of the Stones, it wouldn't have been him that I thought would die first.
No, but then the other, I think some of them have already been dead for a couple of decades. They just haven't realised yet.
Yeah, I see. They don't realise that they're dead.
Sort of zombies. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you
totally
mean.
Pickled. They've pickled themselves, so they.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they say one of the best ways to prolong your life is to fast regularly. And I reckon because they keep going into rehab and stuff.
Yeah.
And because they probably forget to eat quite regularly.
Could be that.
I think that's why.
They must have at all. I can't imagine the amount of pills that they're on to keep them in that shape. They must, like, have... Do you reckon they've got a pill roadie?
Pill roadie.
They must have. They've got a roadie that goes, all right, it's Wednesday. This is yours, Mick.
A pill butler.
On tour.
Your pill, sir.
I bet they have. Make sure that you're doing your pills.
Yeah, right. But I reckon the pill butler has got a massive beer belly and long hair.
Yeah, absolutely. You wouldn't want a nice one, would you? You want a big, fat one with long hair.
Yeah, who knows exactly when you need your pills. Like, you know, exactly. You know, like some roadies have to be mind readers. I mean, I really feel sorry for some roadies, actually, because, as we all know, some artists can be very temperamental. And they do expect you know, especially their roadies when they're on stage, to totally know when they need a refill, when they need a towel, when they need anything that they happen to think of. So a good roadie has got to know the person really well or be really good with people. So I reckon the pill butler is quite a tough gig.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, yeah. Although it's not really, because if you do your job wrong, they die anyway, so it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, but then you're out of work. That's no good.
Ah, there's loads of old bands. It's all right.
That's no good. It's a bit like my Argentinian cousin, the schizophrenic one, when she called me up and said, they're trying to kill my uncle. And I'm going, no, they're not, because as soon as dad dies, they're out of a job. They're trying to keep him alive as long as humanly possible. Because as long as he's alive, it doesn't matter if he can talk or anything, but as long as he's alive, they're still getting a wage.
There you go.
So your pill butler, that's his job.
To keep them alive.
Yeah, oh yeah, as long as possible.
Do you think I suppose so, yeah. Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, I suppose selling the pills once they're died is not going to bring you much money, is it?
No, that's all. No, not at all. So, no, I mean, unless you can do your memoirs. Memoirs of a Pill Butler.
Oh, tell you what a book title.
I know.
What a book title. Well, I guess I'm living the dream. Oh, so they say, I'm building up this head of steam. It's got me going. I'm going the wrong way. I think about that same old bar backstage when times were hard. I'm picking up my yellow guitar. How you been, my friend, from a better day? It's been a minute since I caught a runaway. From the rooftops, we set the night aflame. What do you say? We'd light it up again. How you been, old friend? Don't it feel the same? The clock is ticking. Records that we used to play, and let's light it up again. I'll break away from the machine, and then I can mend my soul. And if I come unwound at least, I'm gonna get away from the black hole. I gotta get away from the say this life's too hard, might as well be up on Mars, but I got my yellow guitar. How you been, my friend, from a better day? It's been a minute since I caught a runaway. From the rooftops, we set the night aflame. What do you say? We light it up again. How you been, old friend? Don't it feel the same? The clock is ticking, but nothing ever changed.
straight. But now I've done my time, a perfect crime awaits. I'm fighting dirty, down to the bone. You cannot hurt me, I ain't alone. Same, and that's fine by me. At last I've turned the page, I won't turn the other cheek. I'm fighting dirty, deep in my soul. Go ahead and try me, you'll pay the toll.
Audio Gust from Seattle, How You Been is the track. Audio Gust is actually a solo artist called Chris Evans, and that's one of two tracks that I'll be playing. I'll be playing another one next week, sort of his melodic indie rock. I think he writes some really interesting, good songs, hence I've played that. The second track I played from Cork in Ireland, God Alone. And the track is called Pink Himalayan, a bit of experimental rock. And the third track from Devon, Hollow Souls, very funky rock, blues rock. The band was actually formed by Chris Barris originally, and seems to have quite a few session players. The track is Burn It to the Ground, and I do like a bit of funky blues rock. So, as promised, we're going to go back to September 21. And we decided to have a song time.
Let's do song time!
Do 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 it's song time with Lee and Toz.
So,
yeah,
because all this, it's all been a bit, you know, with holidays, and also one of my friends is in hospital. I don't know how bad, so I'm a bit worried. So we're just very unprepared today. So we haven't even decided which track we're going to do, but we're still on Upside Down World.
We are.
And the last one we did was Act of Defiance, but I think actually Still Running.
Still Running. That's a song I haven't heard for a while.
I know, and because it's the ballad, because on each album we usually have like a ballad, the ballad. Yeah. We try not to have too many ballads because otherwise it gets a bit maudlin. But that's the ballad on that song. And I think the reason I've picked it just now, it's interesting because it's kind of about PTSD. I'm going to have to find the lyrics now very quickly.
Yes, it's definitely about the problems with the armed forces, I'd say.
Yeah.
Mentally.
So, Still Running.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I mean, again, I haven't read this for absolutely ages, but it is about having flashbacks and about, so it's quite, you know, with everything that's going on at the moment in Afghanistan and so on, and I think a lot of people are reliving a lot of stuff at the moment. But the lyrics are, I close my eyes, but still I see, said my goodbyes, you're still in front of me, the fire glows, I see a face burning, when the wind blows, I hear the blades turning. So it's very much the wartime memories and having flashbacks, still running away, still running away from you. I feel fear and I feel anger. Can't talk to you any longer. The children play. I hear the screaming. I'm awake. Or am I dreaming? Am I awake or am I dreaming? So that's the breakdown. You're back home. You're with your family. But you can't connect anymore in the same way. Can't talk to you any longer. The children play. I hear the screaming. So it's very much, it's colouring life. The memories are colouring life and the anxiety is colouring life in a way that the person isn't functioning.
Yep.
Properly
it's
anymore.
It's funny, isn't it, that you can write that stuff, but I don't know how much of it you've ever seen. But, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen in my lifetime, and hopefully never will, any of the atrocities that lots and lots and lots of people in the whole world do.
Yes. And thank God, I'm so grateful for it too.
No, but I mean, some of the things that I see on TV, and especially when it involves children, I think to myself, some kids see some stuff that you just think to yourself, how are you ever going to cope? How are you going to get over this?
How are you going to get over this? And you know,
how do you ever How do you get over what you've just lived through, even if you do get over that?
Do you know what? I think it's like any trauma. And, you know, people get anxiety for all sorts of things and people have childhood traumas. And, you know, trauma can be, I think probably more people than not have had some form of trauma of some degree. Not to a wartime extent, but still something that stays with you. And I don't think you ever get over it, but I think the way, and where therapy is really good, is you learn to cope with it. You get coping mechanisms.
Yeah, but I don't think most of the, you know, a lot of the world hasn't got access to that the way that they can heal your mind. You know, they haven't got the access to know that or to even feel, you know.
Clear.
close my eyes, but still I see, send my goodbyes. You're still in front of me, the fire glows. I see a face burning when the wind blows. I feel the blades turning, so running away, so running away, so running away from you. We'll be right back.
From LA, Mammoth, I Really Wanna. That's fronted by Wolfgang Van Halen, what a great name, who, of course, is the son of Eddie. Next, I thought I'd better play the song that we've been discussing from our Upside Down World album, which came out in 2015. If you're interested, the track is still running. And of course, you know quite a bit about it already. We're going to go back to some more chat about that in a moment. And the third track, I really like that. It's so chilled out. Mitch Rowland. He's the guitarist of Harry Styles' guitarist. A track is Honey Babe. He's from Dublin, Ohio. I didn't know there was a Dublin in Ohio. I do now. And yeah, a sort of indie folk rock. Don't know what you want to call it, but I thought it had a really great vibe about it. We're going to go back to the second and final bit of our discussion about Still Running. And funny enough, the middle part, the last bit of the lyric, is very much that. It's, I can't resist, I can't exist, just keep away when I'm like this.
Yeah.
I lock the door, rock on the bed, ignore the noise, pretend I'm dead, just play dead. And that's not coping. And see, again, I don't really know many soldiers. I know we've done some army gigs and things like that, and you talk to people, but I've not really known people in the forces. It's just not, most people I know are musicians. It's a very different world.
Yeah, definitely.
But I've met people with really severe anxieties and things like that, and also rage, uncontrolled rage. Like, there was a drummer I worked with, I'm not going to name him, but who had really bad rage problems.
Yeah.
And when he went off on one, there was no talking to him. No talking to him at all. You had to basically just walk away, leave him alone to get over the worst of it before engaging again. And I think that's what I thought of with that. There's times where there's no getting through to someone.
No.
And you have to just leave them alone. And to be in a relationship with somebody like that must be unbelievably challenging. I mean, can you imagine? It's so, so difficult.
Oh, yeah. It just, you know, I think, you know, you'd almost go to say, you know, it's a form of bipolar in a way, because that person's not going to be the same person.
But not all the time. I think, again, it varies. I think some people can function at times and then have these episodes where they can't function. And then I think some people are just suppressing it constantly. Trying to cope. And the only way around that is to talk to someone. The only way is to find coping mechanisms. And I think anyone who's ever suffered from any form of anxiety knows what coping mechanisms are. It's because you can't, any form of anxiety, it's kind of circular. It feeds itself. So you can't just flick a button and it's gone, and you have to find ways of getting through the worst of it. I suppose it's a bit like finding ways to resist the urge to smoke when you give up smoking, or you know that there's a lot of sort of similarities you can draw where you go, you have to find a way of psychologically dealing with these issues when they're at their worst, and that can be incredibly difficult.
Absolutely. What's really interesting, I find, with the armed forces anyway as a whole, is that, especially nowadays, if you enter, the way that I see it is they try and get you young. And for anybody that doesn't really know what to do with their lives, those sort of people, or it goes from families, as in, you know, oh, my dad did it, my uncle does it, blah, 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 so I'm just going to enter the forces. And they, you know, the adverts
that they put
on TV.
It makes sense to get them young because they're at their fittest. And, of course, you don't fear death at that age. You're still invincible at that age. The older you get, the more you go, oh, I don't know, you know.
Of course. But the adverts on TV, if you watch the adverts, it's all about, come and be the best, you know, be the best. Or
and career building, and career building, learn engineering and this and that.
All of that is that, except for when that one time that it's not. When it is the point of you being there, which is to fight.
Yeah.
And the trouble is that by that time, you forget that the amount of friendship making, feeling like family, being as one, making sure that you're part of something. Don't forget, they all live together.
Yes.
They eat together, they breed together. They're all one big, happy family that go off and do these things together. And when the part comes where all of a sudden
people die, you know,
there's
get killed.
There's mines that, people get killed and the mines go off and people are dead and then they come back. All of that is suddenly broken to pieces. It's all gone. Yep. All of that family is gone because, most of soldiers will tell you that there's not much in the way of... I don't know, quite know if it's still as bad, but there was a time when there wasn't much of a safety net after this has happened. Once they come back and try to put you back into...
Yeah.
I mean, we've played gigs where it's a charity event where they're trying to put money
into... Oh, Help the Heroes. These. We've done a few Help the Heroes events and they do an amazing job because you absolutely need support. As you say, you see horrendous things on the battlefield and you lose your family or at least part of your family. And then you come back... And the people you do meet, A, remind you of what you've lost and some of the horrific things. So meeting up with people isn't always a very cathartic thing to do because it also reminds you of all the terrible things that you've lost and injuries and other horrors. But also you find that some of your close friends are really damaged. And aren't the people they were before or have really big issues or, I mean, they have quite a high suicide rate. I mean, there's all sorts of things that happens afterwards. So really the support mechanism needs to be much better than it is. So Help the Heroes and people like that do a really fantastic job. So we're always happy to support them. Why can't you see?
toys, terrace trees, the wardens of the gates of man, chanting the name of Jane Us. Dorothy brings up the earth, piano toys, terrace trees, the wardens of the gates of man, chanting the name of Jane Us. Dorothy brings up the earth, piano toys, terrace trees, the wardens of the gates of man, chanting the name of Jane Us, chanting the name of Jane Us, chanting the name of Jane Us.
That was Red Rum Club from Liverpool with a track called Wild, describing themselves as Tarantino-esque alt-rock. Works for me. And the one you just heard, A Sprig and Mist, to hail from Bracknell. Lana Torres, Terrace Terrace is the track. They describe themselves as pagan prog folk rock. And if you're into the prog scene, you will have come across them. They've been doing a lot of gigs, and they're fronted by Faye Brotherhood, and you can instantly recognise her with this sort of amazing foliage creation on her head. That track is from their latest album, which they released last year, 2025. And I did promise you to tell you a little bit about a gig that we're playing at, that I'm playing at, but they're playing at as well. So here is the blurb for the Temple of Prog 2, which is happening February the 21st, that's a Saturday, from 2 p.m. at the Brickyard in Carlisle. Do come along. It says, okay, this is what they're saying about the Temple of Prog 2. The cauldron of progressive rock bubbles with complex musical structures and intellectual themes. Intriguing spiritual ideas will be explored by five tribes presiding at the 2026 lineup. Well, I don't think they've heard our acoustic set, because it's neither complicated, it's kind of silly more than anything, but anyway, believers will travel across time and space to convene at the temple once again, starting the revels of the day. Ideogram, hailing from coastal Scotland, they lead the attack, finding the beauty in chaos and joy where all things meet. Following their wake, the mystical steampunk clad HRH Prog Angel 2024, Doris Brendel and her plucky sage Lee Dunham, will be delighting the ears and senses, weaving their acoustic magic. Well, I certainly hope so. But wait! Back from the south, we hear the ringing warrior cries of the magnificent pagan clan Sprig and Mist as they return for another round of musical mayhem. And hot on their heels, like a flash of lightning across their stage, the storm of wild... oh my God, I don't even know how to pronounce that word. And their bad dog come barreling through the veil, laughing, intoxicating, chaotically led by the ever shape-shifting cosmic jester. Yes, it's Ebb. Now, if you've seen Ebb, they are incredibly entertaining. Worth a ticket price alone. Come along. But there's one more to come. Lastly, the carousing shall culminate in the cult gathering of Solstice. Listen to the legendary incantations wrapped in melodic, majestic rock as the best band in Prog Magazine's Reader's Pulse 2024 close out a day of worship at the altar of Prog. Now, if that hasn't convinced you, come, nothing will. Really come along. It's going to be a fantastic day. I certainly hope to see you there. I have just enough time to leave you with a couple of tracks. The first is Beast Eagle from Omaha, Send Me Down, with riff-laden stoner rock, with a really interesting female vocal. And to finish us off today, from Pennsylvania, Die Tired, Why Won't You Wake Up, a bit of alt-rock metal. I hope you'll join me again next week. Until then, have a good one.
Song. take your time, let it set right, let it drive right down in your conscious tight, lean into better times. Cause in a minute, in a moment, you'll notice a shining light, one that draws you in.